This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hello, welcome to Fat Mascara. It's Jess.
You sound like you just answered the phone in the middle of the night. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
Oh, my God.
I'm Jen.
Answering the phone in the middle of the night. I hope there's not an emergency.
It is an emergency. It's a beauty emergency, and we're
it's
here
a beauty
with
emergency.
Everything you need.
So, Jen, I'm working from home today.
Yes.
But I haven't worked from home in a little while now. Because as you may have seen, I've been addicted to the co-working space that Moda has rented out during Fashion Week.
Oh, yes, I have seen because she's texted me like 20 times that she's excited. She's above West, the restaurant. She just keeps texting me about the snacks and the food.
Okay. Well, here's the real deal, guys. And I think if you follow us on Instagram, you may already know this, like little bit of trivia. It is like coming home. It is a full circle Fat Mascara moment. The co-working space is in the same building where Jen and I first recorded Fat Mascara. So I feel the warm and fuzzies. It's the same doormen. Yes, doormen. They remember us.
Michael?
I have muscle memory. Yes, Michael. Okay. Yes, Michael looks great, by the way. He is not aged. I have muscle memory.
Michael.
I press 7th floor all the time. Then I have to it's a whole thing.
That's where we used to record.
We used to record on the 7th floor.
Yes.
And here's the funny thing. The co-working space is like very trendy and they have Lalabo pumping through some kind of vent. And I asked like the, you know, girls at the front who they're like super cute. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm like, I don't mean to be weird, but is that LaLabo? And they like both smiled at me. They're like, yeah, yeah.
Wait, it's like, they sent the co-working space?
With LaLabo. You better like it. Get on board if you don't find a new space.
Santal?
It's Santal. It's
with Santal?
Yes. The,
really?
It's like a diffuser.
What do they think they are? The hotel? Yeah.
It's kind of great. Amazing snacks. 10 out of 10 recommend. I love it.
Do they know, though,
I get my best work done there.
A beauty merchandiser and you need a neutral scent palette so you can, you know, try out perfumes and things for Moda. Like, do they know this?
I'm fine. I feel inspired. I get...
You're like, give me all the fragrance.
When I get there, I like lock in. I lock in and it's like, I'm ready to work.
I get it. I get it for those of the listeners that have been doing the hybrid thing or working from home. Yeah, it's a different life.
Yeah,
for sure.
I feel good. I hope they keep it. Anyway, Jim, what's going on with you? How's your week?
My coworker's Wolfgang, who's, I don't know where he is, but I've been out and about and like back in the swing of things and taking appointments and desk sides and things. And I did a little beauty experiment this week. I've been so curious about these electrical muscle stimulation devices that are for toning your body. Not because I feel that I wanted body toning, but I wanted to be able to talk about it with authority to people that ask like what it feels like. So I got InMode's Evolve X body remodeling treatment, like one treatment of it. You need 3 to 6 in a series to see differences. I'll link you guys to the before and afters in the show notes. I think you would like it, Jess. I really think you would like it.
You got it on the face. Where did you get it?
This is a body treatment. So I let them do my abdomen. I'm going to put a couple of videos on Instagram this week so people can see what it is. I was in a room next to another beauty editor, Alana Pettin, and she was like, oh, feels like a hot stone massage. I'm telling you, it was the most warming, relaxing. Mm. This is kind of different from like M-Sculpt and other ones where like there's that violent seize of the muscle. It's like a very gentle muscle contraction. And then the paddles also have RF. So you're getting a radio frequency for skin tightening, which like, you know, triggers in that collagen on top of the EMS to tone the muscles. So
I like that.
It was
so
really
I've had
nice.
M-Sculpt and it's not relaxing.
No, that feels like you are doing a sit-up almost, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This doesn't feel like that, but offers the same results. So if that's been your hesitancy on if you wanted to get a body part remodeled and were kind of nervous about what it might be like, this one's really nice, InMode Evolve X. They do the upper arms. If your arms are big enough for the paddles to fit on, they do that. They do butts. You can do your belly. It was interesting. I'll show you the video.
I'd love to try it.
I think you'll be intrigued.
Okay, well, sign me up.
Your fearless beauty podcaster out here.
Yeah.
doing all the things for you. Oh, yeah, it was a free sample. Typically, the treatments cost, I look into this for you guys. It could be for the series of 3 to 6 treatments, like starting at $1,000. So depending on where you live, it would be different. And the results last, like the skin tightening lasts permanently, but like in... You know, the muscle toning lasts only as long as you don't, you know,
like you have,
stop
exercising. You have to like keep it up.
That.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. All right. But you do see a difference. So, yeah. Look at us out and about in the world. Should we do some news and do some raise-a-lons and
news.
Have a lovely episode? I will. Here it comes. Welcome to the Beauty Chat, Brad and Travis. Join us, gentlemen. It's the wonderful world of celebrity beauty launches. So Brad's got his new line out called Le Domaine.
I think it's Le Domaine, right? Actually, I don't know.
Le Domaine. Yeah. That's a lovely blend of antioxidant-rich botanical extracts. They wrapped it up with some fancy sounding like patented complex names, but I checked the ingredient lists. I think based on the ingredients, I'd say it's akin to like Caudalie, maybe the Grape Seed Company, Merlot Skincare, they're really relying on resveratrol. And then Travis Barker also has a celebrity line coming out. His is more wellness, but the skincare part of it, Barker Wellness, is that it's infused with CBD. Okay, let me just lay these costs on you guys. Brad's line is going to be $80 to $385. And Travis's, I thought, I was like, okay, he's going to be like way less. No, $85 to $140. Coming in hot with these new lines, these luxury lines. So there they are. They're welcome to the chat. I'm literally treating them as the same because they are two people I least expected to get into the skincare and beauty world, yet I'm intrigued. So let's see what
I've seen Brad's line. It's quite beautiful. I do think it's really nice.
Oh, the bottles look like, like architecture.
Yeah, I do think it's very beautiful. Travis Barker's line. I think with Brad's line, I think there is an audience for it. With Travis Barker's line, I don't know who the audience is because I feel like, you know what? I'm going to leave it there. I don't know who the
Kardashian fans.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe the Kardashian fans because he's now part of the fam. Do you think Chris had something to do with this? Chris was like, welcome, Travis. We got to get you a line.
I think she has got her hands in all kinds of pots. I can't imagine any business decision in that whole family is not, you know, being totally vetted by her. So we'll see how those, let's see how they do.
Yes, welcome, gentlemen. Okay, online debate that's been raging this week. Should hairstylists expect total submission in the chair? Okay, I want you to weigh in on
total
this last
submission.
Week.
Sick.
I didn't know how else to... Wait till you hear. So this hairstylist posted on her Instagram stories. It got picked up by the Neighborhood Talk, which is this Instagram that I follow. And then it got made its way onto online because people have opinions, split opinions. Here is what the stylist posted on her story. Quote, please do not sit in my chair telling me what to do because you will end up looking a mess and I really don't care anymore. If you show me a picture, let me do the picture how I know the picture is done. And if you know how to do your hair, then go home and do it yourself. There was like no vitriol. It was just like she just laid it out. There it is. What are your thoughts?
I think Instagram and TikTok has probably made a lot of people feel like they're experts. So she probably has a lot of people telling her what to do. You know what I mean? It's like germs and everything. No, you do it like this. No, you know, that's my feeling. Why? What's up?
Okay. So I see where I had the initial reaction of no, being that I have spent, you know, 4 decades with my own head of hair. So I know if you part it there, there's a calic there, whatever it might be. Or I know.
Oh, you're the consumer advocate. You're the client advocate.
Well, I think that she's asking too much. I think it needs to be, how many times have we had stylists come on and say it's about communication? Telling them not to talk to her anymore.
No, I think, well, I have a feeling that was probably tapped out in frustration. But yeah, like
yes,
if
this is like, it's she's like being hyperbolic picks, maybe, yes.
Yeah, as people tend to be on social media. But like, you know, when somebody picks up a razor and they're, and you know, I've had like a really traumatic razor cut. I get very anxious because I feel like it's going to be very kind of thrashy and fried looking at the ends.
Perfect example. In the wrong hands, a razor cut, your ends get frayed and like you have split ends 2 days later. And if you know that about your hair.
I just don't like that look on
me. I think that's the time when you'd be like, excuse me, can you do it with scissors?
Yeah, but with this lady, I have like a slit throat in like 2 minutes with her, you know, level of frustration. It's like Sweeney Todd.
She's Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But I really do think that people feel very, you know, people are not feel like they are more educated about techniques with everything. Like we have a beauty podcast, but I'm sure if we had a cooking podcast or I don't know, sports podcast, like everyone is like,
oh my God, cooking's a good example. The cooking app I follow, when I look in the comments, everybody thinks they're a chef, like adjusting their recipe and stuff. I'm like, the person who tested this recipe, like that's literally what they do. Like just make the damn recipe, you know?
Yeah. So I'm oh my God, imagine like these
That's a good point.
Like these open kitchens now. I wonder if anyone is ever like shouting, like heckling the chefs now.
Your like sauce is about to break. Turn down the heat.
So yeah, I kind of feel like this woman has like seen some shit.
Yeah, okay. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt and also think that she was just being hyperbolic. But like people really took this to heart and they were like, I know my hair, and you know, consumer advocate. Yeah. So I think that if you have a relationship, and this is another reason to stick with a stylist, the communication line should be open. Whereas you're right. If you just show up at some new stylist and be like, do it this way, at the way you saw it done online, maybe I'd be posting this too. Let's move on to the science corner. So in a new report, in everybody's favorite magazine, the Journal of Evolution and Human Behavior, mm-hmm. researchers surveyed people around the world to ask them how they enhance their appearance. So the reason was they wanted to test the most popular evolutionary hypotheses for why humans groom or like put on makeup or do their hair. And two of those were, one, because they're looking for a mate, which is what we've heard from like multiple, you know, we've had people on the show even that have talked about that's why we prettify. Two is because, this is kind of gross, but because they're grooming themselves to reduce parasites. Ew. I had to look into that one, but basically, you know how like monkeys pick at things on their, in their fur mm-hmm. and stuff? Humans, they think, evolved a lot. Actually, Heather Widows talked about this, I think. We evolved a lot of our picking and our grooming, washing our face. No other animal washes their face, but the reason that came about is because we're trying to get rid of the parasites on us. Yuck. So anyway, that's what they were testing. Okay, look at the sample size for this. 93,158 people in 93 countries, and they wanted to know how they beautify and how much they do, and then they hypothesize why. 99% of people reported spending up to 10 minutes a day performing beauty-enhancing behaviors. And lo and behold, the results sort of supported the reasons that I just said. Women spent more time than men. People that were currently dating as compared to those in established relationships clearly spent more time grooming.
That doesn't surprise me.
Younger people, those that are in the mating, reproducing population, groomed more than older people. And people that had a history of particular skin or like appearance-related disorders or diseases, you know, like if you had acne or you had psoriasis, spent more time grooming, and that supported everything. But get this. What do you think the strongest predictor of attractiveness-enhancing behavior was? Like, people who do this are the people who spend a lot of time on their appearance.
Wait, repeat the question. Which behavior is...
Like, you love when I put you on a pop quiz. In the
I feel like I need like multiple choice. Like,
okay, if all these people in a room and that's the person that spends the most time on her hair and makeup, what other habit does she have in common? Like, what's another thing about her?
Like cleaning her feet or underarms, like washing her bits.
Not a bad guess.
Washing her bits.
How about this?
Perfume?
Being on social media.
Oh my God. Wait, stop.
The bigger time people spent on social media were the people that also spent more time enhancing themselves. And here's another one that I thought was really interesting.
I can't believe I was getting into such like disgusting sort of behaviors. I really thought that it was like...
Well, no, because I didn't give you any context.
Yeah, I thought it would be like
I could have
really
said like, what kind of car do they drive?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be about like really getting like super clean.
Yeah, because I started off with the parasite talk, so yeah, that's I took what us I was off like, topic yeah, there. Okay. Right. I think I primed you. Yeah. I primed you. That was the issue.
You threw me off.
Well, anyway, so people who spend more time on social media are more likely to spend more time grooming themselves. But there was another thing that I thought was really interesting. There's a U-shaped graph for how attractive people think they are and how much time they spend. So look at this. People who think they're very attractive spend the most time enhancing their appearance.
Well, the people who think they're very attractive spend the most time enhancing. That doesn't surprise me, though, because it's like they're really like...
Okay, not surprising.
They're super into their appearance. They think they look amazing. So like they want to keep it up. They're very invested in their appearance. If you don't think you're that hot, it's like, why bother?
Second to that was the people who think they're very unattractive. Now, they spent a lot of time as well.
Oh, that's upsetting.
And then the lowest group was people who like think they're average looking. They didn't spend as much time. So it's almost like if you think you need the help, you're going to spend a lot of time grooming. And also if you're like, I already look great. This is fun grooming myself. If you look amazing, like if I woke up looking like, I don't know, who's like a beautiful woman, like maybe I wouldn't spend as much time. I feel like I would spend less time.
What about people with toddlers? They're probably at the bottom of that U. Like the boggy bottom.
I don't think they separated out for people with small children. They spend the least time grooming
I think for
themselves.
People who think they're super hot, I think it's like kind of like gilding the lily. Like it's like really fun. It's like, you know, I always thought like when I was younger, like, oh, if I just like now I realize like this is never going to happen. It never will happen. I don't want to work at it. It ain't going to happen. But I was like, if I just like had a body like insert, you know, TK, like super hot celebrity, I would wear this. I'd like blah, blah. Yeah. You know, I didn't think about this for like hours, but like it was just like a daydream for a second, like all the cute stuff I'd wear.
Oh, I didn't even take it to the,
you know, it would just like, you would kind of imagine like,
oh, I think that all the time whenever I see Emrata.
Yeah, like, oh, like I would wear like super cute.
Like imagine the clothes. Well, maybe that's a bad example because she's got a little bit of curviness. But if you're very skinny and tall, like you can wear whatever. I
know, she's got a little bit of curviness. Like she could, you know, still wear like a super cute, like.
Well, I feel like her.
String bikini or like the really cute short shorts. Like I'd wear that and then I'd wear like a heel to extend.
Like if you woke up in a perfect body, like how you'd maximize
There's
it.
There's like a movie like that. Yeah, exactly. Like how I would dress, like dream wardrobe. Yes. But like once.
So those are the people that are like.
I think that's what it is. It's like you wake up and it's like you're a Barbie doll or like, you know, whatever equivalent is like that suits you.
Let's have fun with it.
Yeah. But if you wake up and you've kind of like, eh, you know, this is me. You just like rock and roll.
It is what it is.
But if you're really upset and this is what is upsetting, it's like, what are we going to do today? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And then it's like the next hour.
And remember, this wasn't as rated by other people. So we actually don't know how attractive these people are. But I feel like people have a decent sense, unless there's a dysmorphia or some sort of psychological thing going on. They have a decent sense of where they stack up. Like, I always joke with my friends like, oh, there's a bunch of, you know, fives and sixes on OkCupid. I'm not about to be calling myself a 10, you know? Like, I think most people know how attractive they are. But I just thought it was...
I hate the number scale. It's so dehumanizing. Interesting. It's so dehumanizing.
I know. That was a horrible example. I'm sorry. But I couldn't think how else to tell you that I don't think I'm the most attractive person.
Who actually walks around calling themselves a 10?
And that's the thing. We have had some of the most gorgeous people in the world on this show as our guests. And they've let on that they have, like, insecurities, too. So I know there's...
All right.
Come on. If you wake up looking like... I don't know. I guess they don't really notice it. Who knows? Anyway, fascinating study. And the best part about it was 93,000 people. Like, this is some... You know this is good data if it's that many people. Let's get into my final one because I like to make Jess happy with a little goofy neighborhood news at the end. When your neighborhood smells bad enough to cause a lawsuit. I think I reported on this a while ago, so I wanted to give everybody an update. There's this neighborhood in Jacksonville, Florida that brought a suit against fragrance maker IFF because they said the factory was producing a foul smell.
Do you remember this? Don't believe that.
Anyway.
IFF. Come on, no way.
Right. Well, it happened. To refresh everyone's memory, some people said they were being awoken in the middle of the night by a fragrance so strong that smelled like, quote, Pine Sol intensified.
Hmm.
I was like, that doesn't seem that bad, but I guess if it wakes you
up. Our town. Yeah, go on.
All right. Well, in his ruling, Judge Michael Munns dismissed the case because what happens is the city of Jacksonville, Florida, installed odor sensors all around the city and found, poor people of Jacksonville, found there were multiple companies in the area that had more of an odor impact on this neighborhood, Mary Hill area, I think it's called, than IFF. So I was like, there was a link to see the data. So I was like, all right, I'll click this. Oh my God, what they're dealing with Jacksonville. When the wind changes, like you see this map of like how the wind blows VOCs, sulfur something, some other compound, whatever. It was coming from all directions. It's like, I think they're in this weird perfect spot of like there's multiple factories around them. And I think that's why it was so ever present because as the winds were shifting, they'd get a smell from this factory. They'd get a smell from that factory. So this doesn't mean there's not a problem, but it does mean that it's not just IFF's fault. In fact, the judge was pointing out like that the odors coming from some of the other factories were even worse. That's what I remember saying. Like the perfume factory, like I'd rather have that in my neighborhood than like, you know, the dog food factory or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, the manure sounded fishy from the start.
Distillery.
Okay. Okay. All right. IFF
or
off
the fish factory. IFF off the hook.
All right.
Don't move to Murray Hill in Jacksonville, Florida. And for those of you who live there, keep up the work. Find out what's going on.
That was a good quirky item. I like that. Thanks, Jen.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. Okay, everyone, it's time to raise a wand. We've got one from Lily from California. Let's hit it, Lily.
Hi, Jessica and Jen. My name is Lily, and I must raise a wand to Danessa Myrick's blurring balm powder. So this blurring balm powder has this ingredient that's newer on the market, I believe. It's a Swedish ingredient, and it's called Upsilite. So this ingredient is said to balance and absorb your excess facial oils and sweat throughout the day, which I can totally say that it does. I wore this balm powder in California heat at Disneyland for 9 to 10 hours. And when I got back home, let me tell you, it held up so well. And another reason why I love this blurring balm powder is because you can use it in so many different ways. It's amazing. Honestly, you could use it as a primer, as a bronzer, as a highlight, as an all-over foundation, as a setting powder. It is amazing what Danessa Myrick has created, and I'm truly just so in awe of how effective and how useful and easy it is to use it, honestly, on an everyday basis. I just had to raise a wand to this product, and I hope it kind of helps everybody else to, you know, maybe find a potential new foundation for them that works. And I just had to share that. Bye, Jessica and Jen. Stay safe out there.
I am so influenced right now. I went online to look at this product, which, by the way, it comes like 10 shades, but there's also like an invisible shade if you can't figure it out. And I bought it right away. That was such a good one. Thank you, Lily.
Unusual product. Unusual.
Yeah, it reminded me of, this is going to be a blast from the past, Mally Roncal used to have this like silicone setting powder, but it wasn't a powder, like poreless something.
Yes.
It looks like the texture of that, but somehow she was able to infuse a coverage into it. So like a tint that matches, but is blur. So you get all of that property, but together, I mean, who doesn't want that?
That is a blast in the past, but that was a great product. And if you know it, you know it. If you don't know it, well, like, it was basically like, yeah.
Buy this instead.
Yeah. I don't think Mally still exists. If it does, please correct me. But yeah, it was like, it just made your skin kind of like softer, and softer is not a great like explanation.
Blur.
Yeah, blur.
But it also cut shine. I would always use it when I was on TV because it wouldn't make you look powdery, but it would do what a powder does. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah. All right, Jen, what do you got?
Well, first I want to remind people what their homework is. We need the fall fragrances. We're looking to get cozy if at mascara. Send us your candles. Send us your eau de toilettes. Send us your low de toilettes if they're made from a water-based, as we've learned. Whatever it is, tell us about it. Call me, 646-481-8182, or email us. Jess, what's our email address?
Raise a wand. Oh, info@fatmascara.com.
Yeah, I just wanted you to get involved because I feel like I say that every time, like a freaking bumper sticker. I need it like stuck on my forehead forever.
info@fatmascara.com.
Thank you. So you want me to go first?
Yeah, hit me.
I'm getting influenced left and right. So you remember Dr. Idris was on telling us that she loves this Beauty of Joshan sunscreen.
Did you get
it? I was like, what is this thing that I bought it. I got it on Stylevana for $11.69.
What do you think?
I could not believe the bargain price for like a lovely facial sunscreen. It's amazing. That's not the normal price. I think it's like $18, but like it seems to always be on sale on Stylevana. I'll put a link on our Shop Meyer in our show notes. You know, have you ever tried the Biore watery fluid sunscreen that's only in Japan? Have you ever?
I have not.
Like, you got to go to Japan once. Or like those sunscreens that are like a milky emulsion, but they disappear, truly colorless, but without, this is the key, a lot of people don't like the super goop unseen silicone-y feel or the Naked Sundays clear, like the slip of those. Some people really like it, but if you don't like that and you want it to be like a lotion, like a very thin emulsion lotion and truly, truly sink in without a white cast, like I'm talking bye-bye, it's gone in like 2 seconds. This shit is good. A Beauty of Joshan sunscreen. SPF 50. It's like 50, but it feels like I just put on a facial mist.
Nice. Okay.
So raise a wand.
All right. Mine is a pencil. Okay. I've been really into like just doing a quick eyeliner if I need to, like, here's the thing. I love lipstick, but sometimes I'm like always, you know, touching my lips or, you know, sometimes I want something I can just like set it and forget it all day. So that's when I go for like kind of a heavier liner. The Jones Road eye pencil is really good. It's called the best pencil. You've really got to have worked on your pencil if you're going to call it the best pencil. I love the confidence. I love the confidence, Bobby, but she came through. So it's not like a creamy Kohl. Like it's not a Kohl pencil, but it's not a tight twisty pencil. It's just a pencil. So it's on the website. It says highly pigmented. This formula is based on a 1970s no frills, ultra dense formula, but updated with a clean and modern ingredient stack. Okay. So she says you can blend it, smoke it, apply it as a sharp graphic line, as easy as it is effective. This 1970s thing intrigues me because it does kind of remind
me. Same. That, of everything you said, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, it does remind me of like the Revlon and Maybell. I mean, I wasn't born in the 1970s. Like, you know, I wasn't like playing with my mom's stuff then. But in the 80s, my mom used like, you know, Revlon and like a Maybelline. And they were very, like, it was just a pencil, you know, with the wooden stuff. And it was always creamy and dense. So like, I kind of get the connection, Bobby. It wasn't the first thing I thought of.
Yeah,
but
like
sure.
Those good classic Wet n Wilds. Like, why do we go all out and just like start doing crazy things to pencils?
Yeah, it wasn't automatic. Yeah, there was nothing automated. There wasn't anything twist up. It was just a plain old pencil. I will say, like, I like to go pretty dense. Then I like to, you know, kind of smudge out a little bit. I really like the navy. I mentioned the navy because it gives you a little bit of color, a little bit of drama without being like, this lady's wearing blue, you know, and I've gotten a lot of compliments on it. Yeah. They also make it in silver, which is, I think, a little interesting. I like it. You don't see a lot of silver pencils around.
No. And I like that navy is like giving you chocolate brown subtlety, but without having it to be brown.
Exactly. Like, try the
softer
navy.
Softer than black.
Try the navy. They do make other colors too. They make violet. They make green. I would like to try those as well, but I just haven't gotten around to it. So I'll let you know. But love it. Love it, love it, love it.
22 eyes, people. Yes. Okay. So everyone, go get your beauty sleep. Relax. Enjoy whatever comes after you turn us off. And meet us back here on Friday.
See you there.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.